Well, once again, the Aboriginal leader Noel Pearson is on the money. He has hit out at a proposal to tighten Queensland's land clearing laws, arguing that this will hurt Aborigines. The Palaszczuk government wants to make it even harder for landholders, including farmers, to clear native vegetation to make way for new agricultural projects. Mr. Pearson said landholders, Aboriginal or otherwise, were better placed than politicians to say what was best for their land. Amen to that. And he urged crossbenchers to reject any state government move to tighten clearing laws. He said, my prejudice is on the side of the landowner. So's mine. The Palaszczuk government is expected to reveal its changes to Queensland's Vegetation Management Act next week. In New South Wales, the Baird government promised farmers in February last year that it would amend New South Wales's Native Vegetation Act by November last year, it's now March, to give them greater rights to clear their land. Those amendments have not been enacted. Meanwhile, a new federal front has emerged. 70 Queensland farmers have been threatened with $900,000 fines by the Federal Environment Department for clearing land which the Queensland government had given them permission to clear. The farmers received letters in December from the department warning that their clearing may impact on matters of national environmental significance. Can you believe that farmers are having to fight the federal government and state governments in New South Wales and Queensland over their long-standing determination simply to put the best food on our table? One rule for governments in 2016 is this: belt the farmer, suck up to the miner. How else do you explain this rubbish?